You're listening to SBS News.
For 66-year-old Joan Hughes, her experience of workplace discrimination has come in a variety of forms.
It was age, it was gender, and more importantly, people would tell me, as in the recruiters or the employers, that I didn't get the job because I was far too experienced.
But she says age has become the biggest barrier. It's motivated her to tackle ageism in the workplace as president of the Council on the Aging New South Wales.
Once upon a time, people retired in their 60s. Now people are living well into their 80s and into their 90s. And so they have 30 years of what to do. And many old Australians tell us that they want to keep working.
Treasurer Josh Frydenberg wants them to keep working too, urging older Australians to remain in the workplace longer in an attempt to encourage growth from an economy saddled with debt.
By focusing on productivity, population participation, we can continue to build a strong economy. And the government's focus has been on creating opportunities and choice for people. And we announced, for example, in this year's budget, the pension work bonus being extended so that people could earn more while not losing any of their pension.
Immigration has helped to offset, to some extent, the economic impacts of the ageing population. And workforce participation is at a record high, with 14% of those aged over 65 currently employed. But 80% of workplace training happens before Australians turn 21, something Mr. Frydenberg says the government wants to change.
Our focus is on reducing the tax burden. Our focus is on enabling people to save for their retirement, but also where they want to get additional skills, that they have the opportunities and the choice to do so.
Labor is accusing the government of simply wanting to keep workers chained to their tools and desks until they die. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says Mr. Frydenberg is out of touch with what's going on in the economy and the workforce.
Older Australians will never forget that this government has cut their pension, cut their superannuation, and tried to get people to work until they're 70 years old. When almost 2 million Australians are looking for work or more work, the answer is not for Josh Frydenberg to lecture older Australians about working longer. It's like it's just dawned on him that we have an issue in this country, the ageing of the population.
Dr. Chalmers says Australians between 55 and 65 are having trouble finding jobs. There's been a 45% increase in people over 55 receiving Newstart since the Coalition took power.
Instead of dealing with those issues or coming up with a plan for employment or for growth or for wages, we have yet another empty speech from Josh Frydenberg, which is no substitute for a plan for the economy.
While some are concerned the discussion could be promoting ageism by implying older people are a burden, Joan Hughes says the problem is cultural and it's entrenched in society.
A lot of older people tell us that they just don't even get to interview because as soon as they see that they're older, they get passed over, so they don't even get their foot in the door. A lot of recruitment agencies will recommend older people for a particular job, but when they put that information up to the employer passes them over because they're seen as too old, even though the people that they've shortlisted have got the right skills and the right attributes for particular work.
PwC Chief Economist Jeremy Thorpe says a two-pronged approach is required if older Australians are to stay in the workforce longer.
Workers themselves, over time, probably need to think about reskilling, particularly around digital skills, so they're fit for the next wave of jobs. But equally, employers need to think about how they can design jobs that are attractive to older people. We know that many older people work part-time, not because they have to, but because they choose to. And so helping those people have jobs means rethinking the way that jobs are designed.
Amy Hall, SBS News.